From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for October 29, 2013. Though much of the state remained in one stage of drought or another, rains during the last few weeks greatly alleviated the severity of the drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor and reports from AgriLife Extension personnel. About 87% of the state was still categorized as being abnormally dry to under exceptional drought on October 22nd by the monitor. However, less than 1% was under exceptional drought conditions compared to more than 6% 3 months ago. During the same time, extreme drought dropped from nearly 22% to about 4% and severe drought from 39% to 19%. Though many areas are still suffering, the drought distinctions are important, according to AgriLife Extension agent reports. The recent rains have raised soil moisture levels, making feasible the dryland planting of wheat and small grains for grazing. That added moisture also improved the prospects for the 2014 crop year. The cotton harvest continued in the South Plains and in the Panhandle. J.D. Raglan, agent in Raglan County, south of Amarillo, reported irrigated yields there were averaging 2 to 3 bales per acre. Dryland yields weren't shabby either, hovering around about 1 to 1.5 bales per acre. The Rolling Plains cotton harvest was slow to start, with it just beginning on irrigated acres. Dryland cotton there was looking very bad, however, as reported by Langdon Reagan, agent in Wahlberger County near Wichita Falls. A common observation was that rains also replenished low pond and stock water tank levels. Only last month, low stock water was a common concern. There were still reports from central Texas and the coastal bend areas of low water levels, however. Another promising development was that though cooler temperatures slowed warm season growth, many producers were able to take another hay cutting. In the south region, the rains improved pastures and rangeland to the point that producers were able to suspend supplemental feeding of livestock. This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.